The emotionally sensitive partner trap. How to love without losing yourself. For years, I believed I had to be the calm one. I thought love meant swallowing my hurt, biting my tongue, smiling through the discomfort, and being the one to keep the peace. I prided myself on my sensitivity, convinced that my partner's peace of mind was more important than my own emotional truth. But what I failed to see was the quiet, insidious toll it was taking on me, the cost of suppressing myself in the name of love. I would hold back the anger, the disappointment, the sadness, all because I thought expressing them would somehow ruin everything. I convinced myself that if I just stayed calm, if I just let it slide, I could keep the love intact. I convinced myself that I was the emotionally sensitive one, so I had to take the weight of everyone else's feelings. But slowly, without even realizing it, I started to lose myself. I silenced my voice, my needs, my desires, because I was terrified of upsetting the delicate balance. There were moments when I would feel an ache in my chest, a quiet scream to be heard, but I would push it down. I would tell myself that it wasn't worth it. It's fine, I would say, even when it wasn't. It's okay, I would tell myself, even when it hurt. It became easier to hide. And when each emotion was suppressed, I chipped away at the person I was supposed to be. But I've come to realize something powerful. I'm not responsible for another person's emotional well-being at the expense of my own. I do not need to be the one who keeps everything together at all costs. I do not need to be the calm one while my own truth goes unheard. This is the trap, the false narrative that I must lose myself to keep the relationship intact. Today I reject that narrative. Today I commit to the truth of my emotions, no matter how uncomfortable they may be, no matter how much they might disrupt the surface level peace I once thought was necessary. I'm learning to speak out, to express my hurt, my anger, my frustration, without fear of breaking. I am learning that real love isn't about suppressing the truth. It's about honoring the whole person, both of us. I know it won't always be easy. I know that vulnerability feels like a risk, but I am worth that risk. My emotional truth is worth that risk. And if I am truly loved, I will be loved for all of me, not just the parts that are convenient to others. No more silencing myself. No more pretending everything is fine when it's not. I will speak my truth. I will express my feelings, even when they are messy. I will no longer wear the mask of calm to protect others from my emotions. I will create space for both of us to be fully human, to feel deeply, to connect authentically. The emotionally sensitive partner trap is a prison of my own making, and I am setting myself free. I will no longer hold my hurt, my anger, my sadness, in silence. I will no longer choose surface-level peace over real intimacy. I will love with courage, with authenticity, and with a fierce commitment to preserving myself in the process. I am not crazy. I am not wrong. I am simply reclaiming my voice, and I will never silence it again.